Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Striving Together Publications is committed to providing growing Christians and local churches with life-changing resources. For growing Christians, we strive to provide solid Christian books and music that encourages your heart and strengthens your faith. For local churches and spiritual leaders, we're providing sound, biblical Sunday school curriculum, outreach and discipleship materials, church brochures, sermon helps, and a growing list of other tools and resources. If you are a growing Christian or a leader in local church ministry, you simply must visit Striving Together Publications at strivingtogether.com.
Do you feel like life is demanding more than you have to give? Well, you're not alone, friend, but God wants to meet you at your point of need and be strong in your weakness. Next on Daily in the Word with Paul Chappell, we study power for life. Stay with us. Do or where do you turn when life becomes overwhelming? A lot of people turn to painkillers, drugs, alcohol, escapism. But Jesus Christ wants you to turn to Him, and He offers you the Holy Spirit, a comforter, an indwelling presence of God that gives you power for life. Welcome to another edition of Daily in the Word. This program comes to you from the high desert of Southern California and features the teaching and preaching of Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Every Monday through Friday, you can join us here or you can join us online at dailyintheword.org, listen online to recent programs, or subscribe to the Daily in the Word podcast and take Daily in the Word with you via your phone or iPod or computer. Listen to it at your convenience. Today, we're studying power for life. How can we approach life beyond our capacity? When you come to the end of your human capacity, it's then that you find in your weakness, He wants to be strong and He wants to get the glory for what happens in and through your life. Power for life. I do want to encourage you to visit us online at dailyintheword.org. There are two resources we want to highlight to you as we study this series. The first is a book by Dr. Chappell entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity, a very close inspection and rediscovery of the Holy Spirit of God and His ministry in your life. If you'd like to take this series and go deeper, you're going to enjoy Living Beyond Your Capacity. Also, a new book by Dr. Chappell entitled The Burden Bearer, how you can give your burden to the true burden bearer, the Lord Jesus Christ. A creative book, an allegory that will touch your heart and challenge and change your perspective on the burdens you're carrying today. This and much, much more, you can find out all about it at dailyintheword.org. Now let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, as we study power to continue.
There was a renowned artist by the name of Paul Gustave Doré. And this particular artist was famous in Europe in the late 1800s, and he was traveling throughout some of the European countries, and he had been doing various different displays and showing art and so forth. And he came to a particular border crossing, and as he was going from one country to another, he suddenly realized he had lost his passport. And Gustave Doré came to the guardsman and he said, "Sir," he said, "I have lost my passport." He said, "My name is Paul Gustave Doré." He said, I'm an artist." He said, I do a lot of work. Maybe you've heard of me." He was hoping that perhaps by name recognition, they would put the pieces of the puzzle together and let him go through. And the guard said, "I'm sorry, sir." He said, "A lot of people tell us that they are somebody else in order to get through." He said, I can't let you through the crossing here." And the artist continued to plead his case. And the guard went to his superior officer and they were talking for a while. And suddenly they both came back and they came to the artist and they said, "All right, here's what we've decided. We're going to give you this large piece of paper and this pencil. We want you to look over here to the peasants and the workers in the field. And we're going to give you a moment to draw and to show us that you are truly who you say you are." Suddenly that artist took that pencil and he began to draw that scene so vividly and clearly and beautifully They stood back in awe as they saw him handling that pencil in such a way that they had never seen before. And before their very eyes, the artist's work confirmed the artist's word. And they had no doubt that he was who he said he was, and they let him go. And in a similar way, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ's work has confirmed his word that he is who he says he is. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 2, the Bible says in verses 1 and 2, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, capital W, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show you unto that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested to us. The Apostle John is saying, listen, I'm giving you testimony of that which I have seen, and that which I have heard. He says, I have touched the resurrected Christ. I'm writing to you about what I know to be true. It is what God has revealed to me. These were many infallible proofs, a promise that is proven. And my friend, every promise in the book is trustworthy. And you can take it to the bank and believe that God is true in what he says. But notice, secondly, a promise provided. There is here a promise provided for us, and that is the promise of the Holy Spirit. And we see in verse 5, John baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days since. Now, the apostles were the recipients of this particular promise, and God had given this promise to them. Luke 24:49, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. John 14:16, again, I will pray the Father, and he shall send you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And so it was that the apostles had been given this promise, and once again, God, in his faithfulness, had delivered that promise to them. But the promise has also been made to us. There is a slight difference. The disciples who had followed Christ, who had believed on him at the Sea of Galilee, for example, they had a moment of faith in Christ. And later on, at the day of Pentecost, they had a subsequent receiving of the Holy Spirit of God. This was the case in their lives, as the book of Acts is transitional in nature between the Old Testament and the New Testament period. But in the church age, each of us who accept Jesus as our Savior, at the moment we pray to receive Christ as our Savior, we at that moment receive the Holy Spirit of God into our lives. He becomes our guide, he becomes our helper, he becomes our teacher and our comforter at that moment. Romans 8 and verse 9 explains it this way, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. In other words, my friends, you either have God's salvation and the presence of the Holy Spirit, or you do not have salvation in the presence of the Holy Spirit. But if you are saved, then God's Spirit indwells you. 1 Corinthians 12 says it this way, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, having been all made to drink into one Spirit. In other words, God's Spirit, when we're saved, places us into Christ. And at that moment of salvation, we also receive the Spirit of God. My friend, it's wrong for us to ask God to do something for us that he's already done for us. You don't have to ask for the Holy Spirit if you've accepted Christ as your Savior. He's with you now. He will guide, convict, and direct you if you will allow him to do that. And so we continue on. There's power to continue in the Christian life because of the presence of God through his Spirit, because of the promise of God that he will give us his Spirit and that he has given us in his Word. And then notice, thirdly, this morning, we can continue with his power. God says, not only am I going to give you my Spirit and my Word, but I want you to know that the combination of my Word and my Spirit is going to give you power for everyday living. Now let's look at verse 8 of Acts chapter 1. And I think it's there in your notes. If you have your Bible, look at verse 8 and let's read it together. And let's just let it sink in just a little bit. Why does God give us the Holy Spirit? And over the next 10 or 12 weeks, we're going to see a lot of the reasons and a lot of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, because our theme this year is by his Spirit. But I want you to see one of the main reasons he gave us the Spirit right here in Acts 1 and verse 8. Let's read it together. Ready, begin. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, God not only gave his Spirit to comfort and to teach, but he gives his Spirit to empower every one of his children. If you're taking notes, maybe you've studied this before. The word power in verse 8 is the Greek word dynamis or dunamis. And it speaks of dynamite power. It speaks of an ability that is given to us by the Spirit. And that ability does many things in our lives. This dynamite power helps us to witness. It helps us to avoid worldliness and to live righteously. This dynamite power gives us the ability to serve. Sometimes people say, I don't have the gift of gab. I can't witness. I can't tell people about Jesus. And you know what? You're right. You can't. I can't. But in the power of the Spirit, He enables us. He helps us along the way to do that which is spiritual in nature. All of us need the power of the Holy Spirit. One pastor years ago, Dr. A.W. Tozer, said, if the Holy Spirit be withdrawn from the church today, 95% of what we do could go on and no one would know the difference. Now, friends, that's a sad statement. In other words, many churches and many Christians are just going through motions. I don't know about you. I don't want to see in my life what I can do or in this church what we can do. My prayer is that we may see what God can do. What God can do in restoring marriages. What God can do in bringing the prodigal home to his parents. What God can do in saving someone's soul. What God can do in touching this entire city for righteousness and godliness. I don't want to see what I can do. I want to see what the power of the Holy Spirit of God can do, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world, you see. Now, every one of us need that power. That power is so vitally, vitally important. Let me tell you a few things about it. First, this power comes from a divine person. And we see who that person is in verse 8. But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now, the Holy Ghost is a person of the Godhead. Some people try to deny that. The Unitarian Church denies that. The Jehovah Witness deny the Trinity. They deny that Jesus Christ is a part of the Trinity, equal to God the Father. But God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are all equal persons of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit, for example, is omnipresent. The Holy Spirit is omniscient. He knows all. He is God. And He empowers everyone who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. In your notes, 1 John 5:7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And it is so true that without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. As Spurgeon said over 100-some years ago, without the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. We are ships without wind or chariots without steeds. Like branches without sap, we are withered. Like coals without fire, we are useless. As an offering without the sacrificial flame, we are unaccepted. My friend, without the power of God, the church can't move forward. We can't continue on each and every day. So the power comes from a divine person. Notice, secondly, the power comes for a divine purpose, all right? If we're going to continue on serving the Lord, then we need the power of a divine person, the Holy Spirit of God. But the power comes for a divine purpose. Let's look back at verse 8 and see what the Bible says. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost part of the earth. So God says, I want you to be a witness for me. The reason He gives us His Spirit, watch this, is not so we can bring attention to ourselves. Have you ever been around so-called Spirit-filled people who wanted to bring attention to themselves? They wanted to brag on their giftedness, so-called. They wanted to brag on their abilities. They wanted to simply use the concept of the Holy Spirit to bring attention to themselves. God does not give us the Spirit so we can lift ourselves up. He gave us the Spirit so that we could lift His Son up. Jesus. And ye shall be witnesses. And we're to be witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the evidences of a Spirit-filled Christian is not that they can play the tambourine. It is that they are bringing people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in John chapter 14 that the Holy Spirit will teach concerning the things of Jesus Christ, and He will exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 4 and verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Now let's notice very quickly the realm of our witness. The realm of our witness. It says here, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. That means that God wants each local church to witness. in our community, in our county, in our country, in our continent, in our world. He said, I want you to get the gospel message of Jesus Christ to Lancaster and Palmdale and Los Angeles and America. I want you to do what you can do in my Spirit's power to get the gospel around the world. Now someone says, well, that's impossible. Let me tell you something this morning. Did you know that Lancaster Baptist Church, after a mere 24 years, is already supporting some 200 missionaries all around the world while we preach here this morning? People that we've supported and in many cases that we have sent from this church by the power and grace of God are preaching the gospel right now, and that this one church in the power of the Holy Spirit is touching lives. Did you know that yesterday there were many different people throughout Lancaster and Palmdale in their homes who heard the gospel and prayed to receive Christ as their Savior, as people who've been saved themselves, who are obeying and seeking the power of the Spirit, going out with the doctrine of the apostles, and are making a difference. My friend, it's not that it won't work, it's that many Christians will not allow God to work within their own heart. God's plan will work, and He wants the realm to be here locally, and then to spread to the uttermost parts of the earth. Notice not only the realm of our responsibility, but notice the responsibility of our witness. And God wants every Christian to tell someone else what Jesus has done for them. And notice this in Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. That word teach means to make disciples or to see others converted. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God says, I want you to go out, and I want you to tell others. And that's why I thank God for our Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, and Saturday soul winning programs. Because when we feel a little nervous about how to witness, our church provides a time that we can go and someone to go with and training to know how to tell others about the Lord and to facilitate the commitment and commandment of the Lord God has given the local church whereby we can serve. And not only can we serve through our local church here going out, but we can carry gospel tracts provided by the church and tell friends at work, maybe at lunchtime as we're striking up conversation, what did you do this weekend? And God says, I want you to look for opportunities and let my Spirit guide you into times when you can be a witness. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. A few years ago, I went down to the country of El Salvador, and some of the men of the church went with me. And as we went down to that particular mission field, we had the opportunity to meet many different people in cities that had no Bible preaching church. And we were able to lead people to the Lord just by opening the Bible and telling them what Jesus Christ had done, telling them that it's not about joining a church or trusting in certain works, but by faith we can be saved through Jesus Christ. And what a blessing it was to see people accept Christ as Savior. And in some of these countries, there are more freedoms really than we have in America. I mean by that, you can go to public schools and preach about Christ. You can get on the radio and tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ and invite them to come to the meetings. And just as a public service address announcement, we were given an hour to just preach about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We went to little towns here and there and rented rooms, and God provided some facilities, and we passed out tracts, invited people, and from some of those early meetings, churches have now been established, and missionaries are preaching, and lives are being touched each and every day. On that particular trip, I took with me five young men who were recent graduates from West Coast Baptist College. And West Coast Baptist College, as you'll see tonight in our Partners in Ministry night, you're going to see some of the students and hear the college choir. This ministry of Lancaster Baptist Church is a ministry to train up men and women who will go around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. On my left here in this picture is Brother Jason Tate. While I'm preaching here this morning, he is preaching today in the country of Honduras. And he is preaching there in a Baptist church, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. To my right is Pastor Kyle Haynes. And Brother Haynes is another graduate of West Coast Baptist College. He sat in these pews and learned and studied the Word of God. And he is now a pastor in San Jose, California. And to his right is Brother Luis Montaño. Brother Montaño came to this church on a bus. The bus was purchased with the tithe money that folks from this church put in the offering. The gasoline was put in the bus with tithes and offerings from this church. The insurance was paid. Are you getting the picture? So that little boys and little girls can come to church. And this young man was a gang member. Little gangbanger came in with his little white t-shirt and his gray shorts and his little cross necklace and an attitude. And he came in and he heard that he needed to repent of his sin and trust Jesus as his Savior. And as a young junior high boy, Luis Montano accepted Christ as his Savior and started coming to our Sunday school and got involved in Bible study, came to the Bible college. He went on a missions trip with his pastor and he kind of got the picture for it. And today, Luis Montano and his wife, Maggie, are ministering in Hermosillo, Mexico. And they've established a Baptist church there. And right about this time, he is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Brother Joey Weaver, to the right of him, is preaching the gospel today in the country of El Salvador, where he is a missionary. Brother Carlos Navarrete, to the right of him, who grew up in this ministry, in just a few moments will preach right across the way in the North Building to 700 or 800 people who live in Lancaster and Palmdale and who speak Spanish. I'm just simply telling you that everything we're trying to do in this local church is through the power of the Holy Spirit to be witnesses for Jesus Christ in Lancaster and Palmdale and the uttermost parts of the earth. I'm simply saying to you, God's plan that he gave during those 40 days after his resurrection and before his ascension up into heaven, God's plan will work if we who are saved will walk in the Spirit and do the work of God and do it in his power. There is plenty of power and plenty of provision to keep on keeping on. And God did not design the Christian work so that we could get saved and have a little comfort here and it doesn't go anywhere else. God saved you so that you could witness to someone else who needs to be saved. And could you imagine, my friend, if everyone in America who calls themselves Christian would have the power of the Holy Spirit and start witnessing for Jesus Christ, what would happen to America? What would happen in this land if we would stop doing everything else and start doing what the Holy Spirit wants us to do and lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, what a great place this would be again if we would once again follow the teachings of the Word of God as our forefathers did. Oh, my friend, today you can continue. God didn't design the Christian life to be good for 4 years or 3 months or until somebody offended you. God wants us to be faithful all the way until he calls us home. And you can do it with his presence. And you can do it by his promises. And you can do it in his power. And the Bible tells us in Acts 2:42, and they continued. Would you say that with me? And they continued. One more time. And they continued. And God wants you to continue. And God wants me to continue to be faithful. It will make a difference for your children. It will make a difference in this community. And it will make a difference, my friend, in this country if Christian people will continue. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this time to see how to keep on keeping on in the Christian life. I just pray, Lord, today that you would help us to be a church that would continue. Help every member of this church to say, by your Spirit, Lord, I want to continue. I don't want to quit. I don't want to go AWOL. I want to keep on keeping on. Oh, Lord, I ask you this morning that if there's anyone in this room that has never begun, they've never accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, they do not know in their heart that they're saved and on their way to heaven, I pray that today they would by faith do what Luis Montano did, just trust you as their Savior today.
You've been listening to Daily in the Word and Dr. Paul Chappell teaching and preaching today in a series entitled Power for Life. Friend, the power to live beyond your capacity begins with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you don't have that relationship, you can enter into that relationship by faith. It's a decision. It's a choice. It's not about religion or tradition or structure. It's not about earning it by being good. It's about entering into it by faith because of the grace and mercy of God. If you've never trusted Christ as your personal Savior, we encourage you to do so right now. Bow your head and heart, pray a simple prayer of faith, confessing to Jesus Christ that you believe that he is God, that he rose from the dead after dying on the cross for your sins. Invite him into your life to be your Savior once and for all. That's a decision you will never, ever regret, and we would love to talk with you more about it. Before we close today's edition of Daily in the Word, I do want to invite you to visit us online at dailyintheword.org At the website, you'll find out more about this series. You can listen to recent programs or broadcasts. You can also subscribe to the Daily in the Word devotional. It's a free resource that comes to your inbox each and every day. It has an Old Testament and New Testament scripture reading, as well as a word of encouragement from Dr. Chapel and a chapter from Proverbs. It will take you through the entire Bible in 1 year. And all you need to do is check your email each day and read your incoming email. What a great way to follow in the Bible reading schedule and to walk with the Lord each day. And it's free. There are many other resources when you visit us at dailyintheword.org. Two books that are companions to this series that Dr. Chapel has written recently. The first is entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity. It's a paperback book that studies in depth the ministry and life of the Holy Spirit within you. It's a powerful companion to this series, Power for Life. Also, a new book entitled The Burden Bearer. It's a hardback book written in an allegory form that will rivet you, capture you, captivate you, and then it will challenge you to give your burden to the burden bearer. All of this is found at dailyintheword.org. Hey, thanks for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word, and until next time, have a great day.